A voting scandal rocked Alaska's fat bear contest. A daycare worker has been fired for terrorizing the children in a Halloween mask. And a woman was scammed by a fake astronaut who claimed he needed money to return to Earth to marry her. These are the weird stories for Tuesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian that records in a closet. I'm grateful that you're spending time with me in my show today. I got three weird news segments from all around the world. Let's do it. A voting scandal rocks Alaska's fat bear contest. Did you know about the fat bear contest in Alaska? I had no idea. Let's learn a little bit about the fattest bear in southern Alaska. A contest will determine the fattest bear in Alaska, but this contest has been rocked by a scandal after organizers claim a ballot box had been stuffed in favor of one particular brown bear named Holly. This takes place in Katmai or Katmai National Park in Alaska. They run Fat Bear Week, which is a knockout-style online competition that allows people to vote on which brown bears have gained the most weight between summer and fall. They're claiming that they have discovered some irregularities in the voting over the weekend, and it's now an official scandal. Bear number 435, also known as Holly, that's a lot of bears in the contest. Bear 435? Holly initially appeared to triumph over bear number 747. There's so many bears. In the contest's semifinals, this occurred. An investigation found that Holly, bear number 435, had been propelled to victory after she received 9,000 votes in a very short space of time. Yeah, that would let me know there's a scandal. There's not even 9,000 people in Alaska, right? Clearly something's off. The National Park had to go to their Twitter to say, there's very little witty comment. Like bears stuff their face with fish, our ballot box, too, has apparently been stuffed. It appears someone has decided to spam the Fat Bear Week poll. But fortunately, it's very easy for us to tell which votes are fraudulent. We have discarded all the fake votes. Of course they're fake. There's not 9,000? Come on now. Fat Bear Week has become globally popular, it says, though, since the competition began in 2014. I've never heard of it. The Katmai Park Rangers select 12 bears and provide two photos of the animals, one taken in mid-July and the other taken in early September. During this period, the bears eat a considerable amount of food, mostly salmon, as they gain weight before hibernating over the winter. Brown bears can actually increase their body weight by 50% during this time, kind of like what we all did during the pandemic lockdown. The park provides background information on each of the bears and allows voters to consider factors beyond the mere fatness of the bears. Now, our brown bear Holly, who was first identified by park officials in 2001, has reared several litters of cubs and even adopted a cub in 2014. Holly was the 2019 Fat Bear Week champion, but there has been no suggestion of any impropriety in that particular vote. Bear number 747 has apparently not been given a name. Why? Just give the bear a name, man. We could all vote on a name as well. But the park says that the large male bear shares an identification number with a jet plane. Yeah, 747. So after they did the retally of the votes, tossed out the scandalous false votes, Bear 747 advanced to the finals of the Fat Bear Week, where he was pitted against Bear number 901, who was a medium, small, yet quickly growing adult male. 901 is about 6.5 years old. How they give the so much information on the bears. Well, the one thing we're definitely learning, there is nothing to do in Alaska. How bored are you? Voting on the bears, reading about their backgrounds. Now, I had to go to the official website, get some more information on their about page. It says, choose the fattest bear of the year, everyone. Some of the largest brown bears on Earth make their home at Brooks River in Katmai National Park, Alaska. Brown bears get fat to survive, and Fat Bear Week is an annual tournament celebrating their success in preparation for winter hibernation. You can even download a bracket to predict your own fat bear winner. Yeah, it's a bracket. It looks like the NCAA basketball tournament bracket. To get fat, the bears gorge on the richest and most easily obtainable foods that they can find in Katmai National Park. That most often means salmon. In fact, dozens of bears gather at Brooks River to feast on salmon from late June until mid-October. Perhaps no other river on Earth offers bears the chance to feed on salmon for so long. And in this wild region of southern Alaska, this is home to more brown bears than people. And the largest, healthiest runs of sockeye salmon left on the planet as well. Oh, ain't no party like a salmon party, because a salmon party don't stop until you're fat. I question whether we should be calling these bears fat. Aren't we fat shaming them? That's not right. I'm waiting for PETA to come out with their anti-fat bear week. We feel like you shouldn't call this fat bear week. Perhaps just maybe oversized bear week, maybe. We are promoting body positive bears out there. You know, we're PETA after all. Now, there's one more day left of voting for Fat Bear Week at explore.org. They're going to announce the winner tomorrow. So, very exciting. A daycare worker has been fired for terrorizing children with a scream mask. A Mississippi lady who said she was fired for wearing a scream mask to scare the children at the daycare where she worked later shared a very tearful apology online. Last week, the videos of this woman, known only as Cece, revealed that she was wearing a Halloween mask and taunting the toddlers, which is ordinarily something you might expect around Halloween. A little taunting, a little scaring, probably acceptable, but this woman took it to a whole new level. The video shows her just inches from their faces, screaming at them. It was circulated widely on social media, and it led to her firing from the Lil Blessings Child Care and Learning Center in Hamilton, Mississippi. Not only her, but three of her coworkers also fired. In the video, you can see the children crying and hiding from her as she chases them. It's pretty ruthless. She released an apology video saying that it wasn't ill-intentioned whatsoever. She was just trying to celebrate Halloween. Now, Cece, our scary daycare worker with the scream mask, acknowledges that she's the person in the video, but she claims her coworkers were aware of her plans to scare these children who were being, quote, bad. A total of four coworkers were fired as a result of this scream stunt. Here's a quote from Cece in her apology video. Well, the teachers asked me if I would do it or if they could use my mask to get the class to listen or to get the kids to clean up. I'm not a child abuser, you know. I don't abuse children. Just trying to get them to clean up and listen. I'm not a child abuser. Yeah, if you have to say you're a child abuser, you're probably a child abuser. Cece had been employed at the daycare for about 4 years before this termination. One of her coworkers can be seen laughing in the videos. That person was terminated as well. Cece continued saying, I didn't go in there with the intention to traumatize the children. I mean, I expected them to react the way they reacted when I did it, though. But what you all don't see was after I left the room, I took it off. I took out the mask. I went back into the classroom. You know, I told them that I got the monster. Don't worry. The monster ain't coming back. And they hugged me. You know, I've known those kids their whole dang life, man. Now we have the owner of the daycare, Sheila Sanders. She's had that place for the past 20 years. She said she wasn't aware of the incidents until a couple of days later. She said, no one came forth to tell me what happened, that the people that did those acts are no longer with us. They were fired. I wasn't here at the time and wasn't aware they were doing that. I don't condone that, and I never have. I just want to say it's been taken care of, okay? It's been taken care of. We would also like everyone to know that we are going to cancel this year's Storm the Capitol anniversary party at the daycare. You know, as you know, that's a official holiday in the state of Mississippi. We'll be canceling that. Sorry, that joke was for me. It does say here also that the Monroe County Sheriff's Office are investigating the matter. I don't think you got to get the Sheriff's Office involved in this. It's obviously been handled. They let them go. Now, some people will probably say that this is a little harsh to terminate the daycare workers over this incident, especially Cece, the one in the video who's been working there 4 years, I assume, with very little incident. But when it's on video, man, people want you to really come down hard. You know, And that should also remind us all, you got to really check your behavior at your job and in public, knowing that everyone's walking around with a video camera. Like, how do you not get that by now?
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
A woman was scammed by a fake astronaut who claimed to need money to return to Earth. This is all part of this new phenomenon called romance scams. And I've looked into this because I've covered some stories in the area of romance scams, and the stats show that there are hundreds of millions of dollars a year scammed this way. Very sad. In this particular instance, we have a man claiming to be a Russian astronaut in space who allegedly scammed a Japanese woman into paying for his return trip to Earth, vowing to marry her once he landed. This fake astronaut found the 65-year-old unnamed victim on Instagram in June. On his profile, he uploaded random photos of space. Oh, is that all it takes? Jeez. It's a picture of the moon. It's like, yeah, oh yeah, that's the moon. Yeah, I was hanging out there last week, as a matter of fact. There was also pictures of the International Space Station where he claimed he worked. And if you're not familiar with the International Space Station, when you're there, you really don't have access to Instagram or your cell phone. So a lot of red flags should have popped up. But, you know, some people aren't hip to this, especially the elderly. It says here, once on Instagram, their relationship quickly escalated. And then on an app called Line, which is a messaging app, the man repeatedly said he loved her and proposed marriage to her. He sent her messages like, I want to start my life in Japan. Well, he was pretending to be a Russian astronaut, so let me do a Russian astronaut impression. I want to start my life with you in Japan. Saying this 1,000 times won't be enough, but I'll keep saying it. I love you. I love you from space. Now, eventually, this fake Russian astronaut told her in order to tie the knot, he needed money to return back to Earth. He told her there were landing fees to pay once in Japan and the cost of a rocket to actually fly to the country. He said he was going to fly specifically to her country in a rocket, as if that's an option. Hey, guys, where are you going after we're done this space station mission? Nah, I'm just going to fly to Florida, bro. Nah, man, I'm going to the Caribbean. Now, believing whom she thought would be her future fiancé, this sad woman paid him approximately 4 million yen, which is about $30,000, in 5 installments. But when his demands continued, the woman grew suspicious. She didn't grow suspicious after 3 payments. A little too late, honey. She grew suspicious of his intent and reported him to the police, who are investigating this case as a romance scam. Says here, romance scams in particular have been increasing in Japan. It's becoming a major problem. In this case, the victim was sold on the photos of space that the self-proclaimed astronaut put up on his Instagram page, and the fact that he could name-drop space agencies like NASA and JAXA, which is the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency. By the way, all this information you can find online, anyone can name-drop NASA. But everything else about this person's story turned out to be inaccurate, starting with the fact that the ISS has no cell service. Astronauts must use the so-called space network, which is a network of communications, satellites, and ground-based antennas to transmit data back to Earth. Says here also, in case you don't know, the ISS does not work like an airport where you need to book a ticket to return back to Earth. Space agencies like NASA pay about $50 million to get one of its astronauts up to the ISS, and more recently, private astronauts can pay for their own tickets to board the space station. That price, however, does not include a return trip back to Earth, certainly not to the city of your choice in Japan either. This is really sad and indicative of a whole new level of scamming going on out there, guys, so be careful. Don't buy into those Nigerian astronaut prince emails. Looking for romance but stuck in space. Need money for landing fees and lawyer fees for a huge inheritance. I will pay you back with interest, I swear. Now, ordinarily I would make fun of a victim. Yeah, because it's easy to do so. You're like, what a fool. You got to be stupid to get scammed in this way. But some of these people are suffering from mental incapacities, let's say. Dementia is also real. There's someone in my family now with dementia. She didn't even recognize her sister. So this is what you can run into out there. It's a very, very sad situation. What we need is a real crackdown on these online romance scams. And I don't know how you begin to even do that, because a lot of these people are all over the world. They're in countries where this stuff really isn't monitored and anything goes. The other thing we need to cure is just this loneliness that people are suffering from. I mean, it's hard out there. You know, you get so lonely that you believe someone's going to take a rocket to come and see you and marry you. You know, so we need to fix that as well. I don't know how. Start by listening to Weird AF News. I'll be your friend.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Yay!
I don't think you're ready for this weird news. I don't think you're ready for this weird news. No, you were ready for it, I think. You were very much ready for it. How do you take in your weird news? Over a cup of coffee? Let me know. I would love to hear from you. FunnyJones@gmail.com. Or call the show. I have a phone number here. 646-450-2012. Leave me a message. If it's a lovely message, I'll post it. I mean, I'll play it back. If it's not a lovely message, maybe I'll still play it back. Even if it's an insult, I'll play it. Those are funny. I agree. If you guys would like to support the show, I know you're thinking about supporting the show. Of course you are. You're like, this guy records in a closet every day. What a sad person. Let me send him a couple dollars a month to buy some booze so he can forget his existence. Well, if you want to do that, you can go to weirdafnews.com, the official website of the podcast, and you can click on Buy Me a Coffee, or you can click on the Patreon banner and join the Patreon. And if you join the Patreon, you also get extra weird content that I put inside the Patreon. So if you'd like a little bit more of that, and some of the stuff's about me too. So if you want a little bit more of me, you get that in the Patreon as well. You can also go to patreon.com/weirdafnews or download the Patreon app on your smartphone and do a search for Weird AF News. If you can't afford to support the show, I get it. We're all going through some shit right now. It doesn't cost a damn thing to tell a coworker or an arresting officer or your lawyer about Weird AF News when they ask, hey, any podcasts that you can recommend? That's right. I can recommend Weird AF News, man. Good luck with your life, man.